While her tapestry was on display this month in Dillingham, Phillips spoke with us about the work and about her time at Kobuk Valley National Park.
There were so many colors. The hills were purple and blue, and there was so many layers of green ground and blue water. And so I looked around, and it looked so tapestry-like. So what I did on this one was cut out pieces of felt and pieces of quilting material. When I was in Barrow over the winter, I bought trim and all the fabrics that looked like tundra. So I had those with me, and I cut them into shapes while I was out in the cabin.
The cabin was Giddings' cabin, which was built by the famous archaeologist J.L. Giddings back in 1964 and is located near the Onion Portage on the Kobuk River. Caribou have been hunted at that portage site for around 10,000 years, according to the artifacts Giddings and others have discovered at the site. It was from this cabin that Phillips found her inspiration for the tapestry, which she calls Wolf at the Door.
Each morning I'd go outside and pick blueberries, and then the park ranger would cook blueberry pancakes while I worked sewing. And one day, while I was sewing, and he had gone down to fish, and so I was there at the cabin by myself, and I opened the door, and there was a wolf right by the door, just about 10 feet away, and it didn't hear me open the door because it was so intent on sniffing around for blueberry pancakes. And so I watched it for a really long time, and finally it got closer and closer to the door, and it looked and it saw me. But my son had told me, if you give a wild animal a message of pictures in your mind, they can understand what you're trying to tell them.
Phillips says she knew this wolf would feature prominently in her piece, and she didn't want him to go away.
I wasn't afraid, so he wasn't afraid, so we just looked at each other for a really long time. And then I said to myself in my mind, oh, I wish I had some cheese right here. He looks so hungry, I could just toss it out. And so he started walking over like, oh, you have some cheese for me? And I said, well, I don't think you should come in the house. And so he started to leave, and so then I said to him in my mind, well, if you wanted to go the other way, you could. I didn't mean to put you off track. He turned around and came back and went the other way. He really was around for a long time.
The curious wolf was soon at the center of Phillips' colorful and unique tapestry.
I took ground squirrel fur and made this wolf, and there's the blueberry pancakes he's dreaming about. And there's me in the cabin, falling in love with the wolf, and the beautiful birch trees that are so white with the black marks. And then the water is silk, and the blueberries are different beads. And the quilting guild showed me how to do the quilting piece, which is at the bottom, which I did after I came here. And then I put it all together and finished it in the last 2 months.
Phillips says she's been fortunate to visit many beautiful places in the world, but Kobuk really stands out in her mind. Plus, as the artist in residence, she got to spend 3 uninterrupted days at a remote cabin, more or less alone with the natural world around her.
It was completely quiet, so I could go outside and just talk to the trees and the sky all day. That's what I loved the best about that, and the cabin was so ideal. Any place that has too many people around can never compare, even if it's someplace beautiful.
She says she'll look for more artist-in-residence opportunities in the future and encourages other artists to do the same. Wolf at the Door made its debut in Dillingham. Phillips says she finished it the night before it spent 2 days on display at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge this month. Phillips was also invited to take the tapestry to the elementary school and speak with the children about her art. Now the tapestry is on its way to Kotzebue to be framed, then to Anchorage, on to Juneau, and then to Washington, D.C., where it will begin a tour around the country as part of the National Park Service Centennial Celebration in 2016. Phillips says eventually it will make its way home for permanent display in the Kobuk Valley National Park Visitor Center in Kotzebue. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.